I want y'all to give Bobby and Scott, Miss Kathy, Mr. Earl, and Miss Betsy a hand for being here with us today. But before we get started, I want to have a word of prayer. I usually have a word of prayer with the group, and we just didn't get that this morning, so I want us to pause and just pray with them and pray with one another before we even start. Kind Father, we come before you this morning because we can accomplish absolutely nothing of eternal value by ourselves. Lord, we come before you in dependence on not only your guidance, but your Spirit's empowerment to be pleasing to you, that worship would be a sweet aroma in your nostrils this morning. That, Lord, we'd leave this place and would be witnesses of people that have stood before a mighty and awesome God. Pray for Scott. Pray for Bobby, Lord, that as they begin to sing, they'd feel the power of your Spirit reach down and lifting them up into the choirs of heaven as they proclaim your glories. That, Lord, as we listen, we would sing along or hum along, or our hearts would be in tune with the vision that these songs paint of your majesty. And that, Lord, we would today know that you are our God. We are your people. And you're still in control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we're getting started today, I just want to read to you a passage of Scripture. You know, so much is going on, and I won't go into a lot of details about politics, but some in the sermon. But here this morning, you know, I had a lot of people calling me yesterday. Preacher, what we going to do? Preacher, what you going to do? One of my buddies called me and said, Preacher, I'm so mad I want to fight, but I don't know who to fight. You need to pray for me. I said, amen. Well, the question is this morning, what are we going to do? And here's the answer. Are y'all ready? Now, everybody wants to know this, so when people call you today, you tell them. We're going to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and we're not going to lean on our own understanding. And in all our ways, we're going to acknowledge him, and he will make our path straight. Amen? That's what we're going to do. So let the other go. Okay, we're here to worship God this morning. As we begin, I just want to mention a few things, housekeeping and a few prayer requests, and we'll move on from there. Winter is coming, and with winter, I've noticed y'all like heat sometimes. Amen? So we put some heat in the tank back here. We already had some, and the reason I try to do it a little along is because we save so much money if we pay cash, if we pay as we go. Amen? So we put it in, say, about $1 a gallon, which adds up, if you've seen how big that tank is. We put in 299 gallons, 0.4, and we need to take up a collection. So if you want to give to help a little extra to help pay for the gas, just write gas on whatever. Put it cash in an envelope on the check. It'll go directly to that. Now, Emmaus, I mentioned when they was filling up the tank, that we was going to take up our offering, and they've already taken up our offering this morning and give us about almost half of what we need to pay for what we got last Wednesday. So just we'll take it up today, next Sunday, and the Sunday after, as long as we get it paid off in 30 days, we get cash price. Amen? Well, I know y'all will thank the Lord for that when it gets cold outside. Okay. Are y'all warm enough or cool enough in here? We don't have anything on because of the COVID. Y'all okay? If you get too hot, raise your hand. Don't pass out on us. Amen? Also, Miss Rita is at Westfield. She does have her cell phone with her. I haven't called her in the last day or two because she called and we had prayer. She was trying to get some sleep, and I didn't know exactly how to, didn't want to bother her or wake her up if she was sleeping. But y'all feel free to contact her. I was waiting to hear back from Mr. Ronald about exactly what's going on with that, but also her sister's been on our prayer list, and her sister passed away also. So just remember Miss Rita as she recovers from the effects of the stroke. Just remember Miss Alma. Maybe I didn't check Friday to see if quarantine over at Bayberry, if she was able to get back in there. They had a case over there, so nobody could come in or out. But Miss Alma still doesn't have a phone, and you know, she would love to visit through the window or something. So we'll get back and see her. Miss Jean Ford, you can call her on her cell phone also and stay in touch with her. Any more on the prayer list? Abby's not been feeling good, not been breathing good. with COVID. You immediately think COVID, but it's not COVID. She's just every now and then she's having these problems breathing good. So they're trying to figure out what that is. Miss Lynette hurt her back last week, so keep her in prayer. Kendall hurt her foot on the slide. So both of them was injured this week, but they limped to church. Amen? That's good news. Any more? Miss Elsa's daughter, how's your daughter doing? Okay, keep her in prayer. Also, the pastor and his family at Sandy Branch Baptist Church, the interim there, so he don't know where, they don't know where to come in contact with it, but all of them come down with the COVID also. So keep them lifted up in prayer also. Miss Barbara, you doing okay? Okay. Pray for Miss Barber. She doesn't like close places and the whole deal with the MRI. So keep her lifted up in prayer for that. We've got a couple other people that are kind of like to keep things private, but they've not been feeling good and got some things going on, some tests. Just keep them all lifted up. Gilbert? And Wayne starts chemo next week, so keep Wayne Sellers in your prayers and Miss Debbie in your prayers. Anybody else? Yes? Oh, yeah, and Miss Mary, David's wife. I'm seeing all his brothers there. David's wife, Miss Mary, they've sent her home with, I guess, hospice care. And it's not much more they can do, if I understand that correctly. Is that right, Bobby? And we helped. She didn't have a wheelchair and is having trouble getting around. And we had one out here that was kind of narrow and where she can get around where she lives. And so Bobby took that over there to them so they could help get her around in the house. So remember Miss Mary. Anything else? All right. Gilbert, would you open us in prayer? And then I'm going to ask Bobby and Scott if they'll come. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. Good to be back. Appreciate you having us back. I appreciate Wes. I hope it's okay with you all that he asked us to come. Okay, thank you. Well, you know, sometimes them preachers just like to go out and do things, you know, and you have to... But no, thank you all so much. Good to be back, and always a thrill to be here. It's always a thrill to be in the house of the Lord anywhere. And it's a great day to worship the Lord. I'm thankful that we have the privilege to come together and in our little corner of the world here, we can worship the Lord this morning and just receive from Him.
Tears and sorrow, had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come only to make me strong. I've been to lots of places, and I've seen lots of faces, but there've been times I felt so all alone. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation, that my trials come only to make me strong. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. In Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word.
Well, that's true. Let me set this mic up. That's true. I'm learning, still learning to depend on His word. But boy, when you learn to depend on His word, sometimes it just takes common sense out of things, you know, because I'd rather trust His word than to try to reason things out and use my brain. I just want to walk in faith. This is an old Goodman song, that a Happy Goodman song I enjoy singing. Hey there, buddy. Yep. And, Jesus told His faithful disciples, meet me over on the other side. I will meet you in the waters you have crossed. But in midst of stormy sailing, what do we do? They fearfully cried. Out of darkness came His answer, meet me over on the other side. Do not fear the raging waters, trust in me and face the storm. I will calm the winds around you, in my hand you're safe from harm. Waves cease rolling and the winds stop blowing, that's my child in the midst of the tide. Be not afraid of the tossing billows, meet me over on the other side. God still speaks to His children, meet me over on the other side. Though the storms of life are many when we reach our goal, but He is watching for the storm clouds. He will be our Savior and guide. Can't you hear Him gently beckon? Meet me over on the other side. Do not fear the raging waters. Trust in me and face the storm. I will calm the winds around you. In my hand you're safe from harm. Waves cease rolling and the winds stop blowing, that's my child in the midst of the tide. Be not afraid of the tossing billows, meet me over on the other side. Do not fear the raging waters, trust in me and face the storm. I will calm the winds around you, in my hand you're safe from harm. Waves cease rolling and the winds stop blowing, that's my child in the midst of the tide. Be not afraid of the tossing billows, meet me over on the other side. Be not afraid of the tossing billows, meet me over on the other side. I tell you what, sometimes I just thank the Lord for His Spirit today, for His presence. Last Sunday, I sung in this song, and I just felt the Holy Spirit so strong. And I just had to go back. We're going to sing some more, Scott. Okay. I love that second verse. Jesus is still speaking to His children. Meet me over on the other side. There's always another side to these storms. He is our Savior, and He is watching for those storm clouds. He is our Savior and God. Let's do just a verse and a chorus, and we'll end it there. Yeah, you go. Clap your hands. Let's have church this morning. God's still speaking to His children. Meet me over on the other side. Though the storms of life are many, when we reach our goal, He is watching for the storm clouds. He will be our Savior and guide. Can't you hear Him gently beckon? Oh, meet me over on the other side. Do not fear the raging waters. Trust in me and face the storm. I will calm the winds around you. In my hand you're safe from harm. Waves cease rolling and the winds stop blowing. That's my child in the midst of the tide. Be not afraid of the tossing billows. Meet me over on the other side. Be not afraid of the tossing billows. Meet me over on the other side. Amen, amen. Nothing like having church, is it? Nothing like it. Nothing like the Lord this morning. Let me see what we got here next. Let's go ahead and do in the key of G there, if you don't mind, Scott. And to get to the other side of all these storms and the trials of life, we have to stop and say, I'm going to do this. My wife, I asked her this morning, I said, you got a request, something you'd like to hear? And she said she did. So I'm going to do this for my wife, Kathy. But to get through those storms and get to the other side, we have to stop many, many times and say, Lord, I need you. I need you so much. And He hears those prayers, doesn't He? I love this song. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. And Lord, I need. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found, that's where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. And Lord, I come my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need.
is my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
Okay. I'm going to fill another request this morning. Sometime we're going to have to come just do all request Sundays. Those work really well. People have songs that they love to sing and love to hear. We'll have to do that one Sunday.
I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter.
That song, and I do too. I love singing it. Gonna do another request this morning. This is gonna be request Sunday, isn't it? That's all right. That works so well so many times. Let me get to the right song.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I was fixing to sing, fill a request with the wrong song. This is a new song, and I heard it, and I just thought it was a great song. I think I've done it here before. I have, and we'll try it this morning. It says, "One day when we all get to heaven." Let me start it again.
One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall all pass away. No more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, and every anxious thought left behind. No more fear. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Face Jesus, is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed on that day. The one day we will free indeed, Jesus. One day all this struggle will cease, and we will see your glory revealed on that day. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Jesus, is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed. In a moment we shall be changed. In a moment we shall be changed.
Take these off. These are up close glasses, and everybody looks blurry out there with these on. praise God for today's service, and thank you for having us. We love coming here. We love you folks a lot, and thanks for the visitors here down front. I went to church with those folks for about 17 years, and this is Kathy, Bobby's wife over here, and she's the chaperone. She keeps an eye on. I try to get her to sit between them, but she won't sit between them. I don't know, but it's okay, though. They're acting pretty good right now. Bobby's going to get out his guitar. He hadn't played it much lately. I've been missing it.
Me too. you'll do that. Pass me not. Let's just do that. Okay. We're about to run out of time. Or you got another one?
No, that's fine.
Right. We're going to, I guess we'll do one more real quick here.
And, A flat? Or is it?
A flat. Thank you for telling me.
We would have sounded awful.
Yes. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why? Turn it over to Wes this morning. Thank you all very much.
Y'all give him another hand. I thank Bobby and Scott for coming, and I love doing ministry with them, and I love the songs that they sung for us today. And so much of pointing forward to Christ's return and for us looking for him coming our way. And I just thank them again and again for being here. And this morning, I want us to, if we will, you need to wake up, get up, dress up, and now I want you to pay up, right? Now, y'all didn't think this could all be that easy, right? Nothing good is free, amen? So this is going to cost you something. How many of y'all are willing to live for Jesus next week? All right, this is going to cost you something. Paul's already said that you need to submit to God, submit to government, submit to church leaders, submit to one another. And he says when you do that, you got to pay. You pay taxes to who taxes is due, customs to who custom is due, respect to who respect is due. He says all that in the first seven verses of chapter 13. And he says in verse 18, owe nothing to no one. So, as Christians, we should pay our debts. Amen? Owe nothing. Now, I've heard this sermon before where it goes off into not using credit or how to use credit or what to do with finances. Hey, it's not about that. Here's what it's about. Owe nothing to no one, right? Pay your bills. Except, there's one thing that you can never fully pay long as you're on this earth. And that's love. No matter how good Bobby and I get along, or me and Scott, every time I see them, I've got something that belongs to both of them. And that's the love of Christ to share with them. You can never, ever pay that back because the love of Christ is reciprocal. Paul says, owe nothing to no one except love. Always be paying up. How many of y'all, when y'all was teenagers, don't raise your hand now because the law might be here. Rhetorical. How many of y'all teenagers knew, did, or seen somebody? You're eating breakfast. Somebody gets up, goes to the bathroom. Somebody else goes out, say they're going to pay. They go out the back, and they run out on the check. Y'all ever heard of that? Y'all don't get around much, do you? That's what Paul's saying. Don't run out on the check. We all owe love to one another. Why? Because God first loved us. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. God demonstrated his love by dying for us while we're still sinners. John says we know love by this, that what? God first loved us in this way that he sent his son to die for us. Romans 5:5 says that the Holy Spirit has been poured out into us with the love of God when we get saved so that we love one another. He says, owe nothing to no one except for love for one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. Jesus said that he didn't come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill the law. And though heaven and earth may pass away, not a iota or a letter or a dot or a dash would pass from the law. The law would be fulfilled. And Jesus says, this is the way the law is fulfilled. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. That's the first four commandments in Exodus chapter 20. And they asked him, what's the next greatest commandment? Jesus says that you love your neighbor as yourself. When you love your neighbor as yourself, it fulfills the law. In other words, God, what do you want me to do today? Look with me at verse 10. Do no wrong to your neighbor. Do no wrong to one another. You remember when the lawyers, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the lawyers and the leaders asked Jesus, well, who's my neighbor? Jesus told them the story about the Good Samaritan. And Jesus says, your neighbor is anybody you come in contact with. Saved and unsaved. Likeable and unlikable. Those you come in contact with and those that are in need. He says, you shall not murder, commit adultery, steal, or covet. Covet is seeing something that somebody else has got. Might be their boat, might be their spouse, might be the honor they got, the job they got. He's already said, take off this envy. Don't covet something. Why? Because you'll start making a provision of a way to get it. And then you'll put yourself in a situation where you can sin to get something that is not yours. So if you don't want to covet your neighbor's stuff. You don't want adultery. Well, how is that harming someone? You got to look at this from heaven's principle. Adultery steals the purity and the honor and the dignity from the other person. Murder steals their life. Coveting eventually will take their stuff. Stealing takes their stuff. Jesus says if you're going to really love one another, love your neighbor as yourself. He says this in Matthew chapter 5. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And he says if there's any other commandment, it's summed up in saying love your neighbor. The two commandments that skipped here is lying and not honoring your parents. You got to respect your parents. Why? It is the first commandment that comes with a promise. If you honor your mother and father, and they are teaching you about God and raising you up in the ways of God, the days of your life, the earth will be lengthened. Did you know that God knows the best way for you to live without harming yourself? And that's where we're at. So this morning, I charge you, in the morning, when you get up, to wake up to the things of God. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Now, how do you do that? You need to read the Word. You need to pray. You need to get a Bible verse that day that you're going to hold on to. That's one way. You need to kick off some things. Think back about today. What were some things today you've done that if Jesus come, you wouldn't be ready to reach out and take His hand? You'd have to confess. Confess them in the morning. It's best to confess them tonight. But if you go to sleep tonight, you wake up in the morning when you get ready to get up, Lord, yesterday, I had a mean thought. Yesterday, I said an unkind word. Yesterday, I had an impure thought. Lord, remove that. Don't let me keep thinking about what I saw on TV last night. Don't let me keep being angry at a person. Kick off that stuff. Get dressed up. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. When you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're remembering what Jesus Christ done, so to, and you can live a new way. In 1920 in Sing Sing Prison, it was a terrible place. It was inhumane beyond anything that you can describe. They got a new warden. His name was Lewis Laws. He had a wife named Catherine. Miss Catherine said, these prisoners can't live like this. She poured her life into making things better at that prison. Her and her husband, and they improved greatly. Gave dignity back to the prisoners. Let them know that they was of value. Treated them like she wanted to be treated. 7 years later, she was in a car accident and died. She lay and stayed at the house like you used to in the 20s. Another warden come to look after the prison while Mr. Laws was at his house. He looks out his window, and at the front gate, every prisoner was standing at the gate looking down the road at Catherine's house. The acting warden went out and unlocked the gate. He says, I'm not taking roll. But when y'all through paying your respect, I expect you to come back to your cell. They stood in line for hours and paid their respect. Every one of them marched back to the prison and put themselves in their own cell because they realized what Miss Catherine had done for them. When you realize what Jesus Christ did coming to this earth and dying for your sin, God doesn't have to tell you what to do. You do it out of gratitude. Let us pray. Kind Father, I pray that the chaos, the conflict, the bitter attitudes that have infested our country, our state, our county, our city, our homes, our phones, our internets, Lord, all this conflict, and fussing, that, Lord, we'd put it aside, that we would wake up and put on our Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to our lust. That, Lord, we would pay each other the love that you shared with us. That we'd pay that forward. That we'd love one another, thinking of them as more important than ourselves. That, Lord, we'd want to let others know that you are our King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask you to remember this. It's easy for Christians to leave church and say, I love God. It's hard to love one another next week in a way that we prove how much we love God. And that's what I charge you today to do. Love one another and fulfill the law of Christ. Thank you. Bobby, I'm going to let you and Scott do another song if you'd like.
Try me, Lord, you know my heart. Search me here as I am. I'm sure you can see the weakness in me. Mold me, I'm the clay in your hands. Lord, should I stray from the straight and narrow way, and what you would have me to be. Help me deal with this self-stubborn will that brings out the weakness in me. Try me, Lord, you know my heart. Search me here as I am. I'm sure you can see the weakness in me. Mold me, I'm the clay in your hands. Cleanse me now as I humbly bow, while watching from heaven above. Lord, linger near as you look on these tears, and fill my heart with your love. Try me, Lord, you know my heart. Search me here as I am. I'm sure you can see the weakness in me. Mold me, I'm the clay in your hand. I'm sure you can see the weakness in me. Mold me, I'm the clay in your hands. Mold me, I'm the clay in your hands.
Y'all give him a hand. Thank y'all for coming, and we want to thank Miss Betsy. She brought some material for the ladies' quilting ministry, and I know the ladies are going to put that up next week. It'll be in the fellowship hall, but we do thank you for that. I thank the ladies for all that you do with the quilts. I know that Foster Home Ebenezer House up at Safe Haven. I know they'll enjoy those quilts we took up there. And as school starts back, that the kids, as they receive them at school, they will also. Anything before we leave? All right. Let me close the prayer. Kind Father, we thank you for your gracious, gracious mercy towards us. And Lord, we know that no laws can control our hearts in such a way that we would love one another the way you loved us, unless we fully understand Christ's love for us and we let his love control us so that we live no longer as ourselves, but live for him who died and gave himself up for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all so much. The offering buckets are still in the front and the back, and things have been sprayed down, and we thank everybody that helps after the service wipe down. So thank y'all and have a blessed day.